We're back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we always trust to bring us the local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien. Dave, how are we doing today, good sir?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Awesome, Dave. So let's start over by Chestnut Ridge. We got some development that will be coming that way, according to Kevin Martin in the Chronicle-Telegram. Now, we already do have some development over that way with a brand new Rita's over in that area, the frozen ice place. Well, frozen ice, that's a bit redundant, but the flavored ice, I guess you could say. So Mama Nushi, my mom, a big Rita's fan, she'll certainly be speeding her way up towards Lorain County to get in on that action. But per Kevin Martin, again, in the Chronicle-Telegram, Dave, what else can we expect over there by that Chestnut Commons area?
Yeah, we've talked about development in that particular area, especially commercial development, talked about residential development. But this, again, goes back to the idea that a new Aldi grocery store and a Sheetz gas station plus convenience store will be going into that area. Obviously, as always, continuing concerns about traffic and congestion in the area. But Eaton Point LLC has agreed with the city on the creation of a 10-year, 75% tax increment financing agreement. Tax increment financing takes the money that would have been spent on taxes and uses it for public infrastructure improvements in lieu of taxes. So they will pay and finance up to 40% of the cost of a new access road. That's the city side of things. The rest would be financed by Eaton Point. And then the city could purchase the road at a later date, make it a dedicated city road. This is a 10-to-1 vote on city council's part. Councilman Maurice Corbin was the lone dissenting vote at this point. He said that just a number of his constituents are unhappy, with this plan, with this idea to bring more development into their ward. And he's been keeping a running tally of calls he's received from Ward 3 residents. City residents will know very well that the traffic and congestion in that area with Walmart and the rest of Chestnut Commons, to the north there, is real concerning. And that borders up just right on the edge of Eaton Township there. A lot of economic development deals in the area, JEDS, Joint Economic Development District, for those who don't recognize the acronym. This retail development would be called Eaton Point. You'd have a 21,000 square foot Aldi store, and then Aldi would create about 11 full time, 9 part time jobs, annual payroll more than $600,000, 6,000 square foot Sheetz gas station. Adjacent to that, about $4.5 million in construction costs would be worth $6 million by the end, and then that would employ 18 full time and 18 part time workers with annual payroll about $720,000. The city's still working out engineering ideas. The idea of a Michigan left, if anybody knows what a Michigan left is, an intersection where left turns are restricted and instead drivers continue straight through, make a U-turn at a median. That's part of the idea of how to maybe fix some of the traffic problems that would lead to the entrance and exit to Eaton Point. So, again, this development is not, as they say, under shovel yet, not shovel ready, but will be as soon as all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Wonderful. And I did not know what exactly a Michigan left was until you just explained it to me. I knew what a Pittsburgh left was, courtesy of my wife being from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but now I know what a Michigan left is. So there's my fun fact for the day. And certainly a lot of pros, obviously, with this new jobs, more income in the area, certainly, but obviously the traffic concerns, and I know all about that as well. I fancied the BMV over there a couple of times within the past couple of years. So certainly a lot of traffic, and we'll see how all that kind of comes to a head once ground is officially broken over there. But again, more development coming the way of Chestnut Commons over by Chestnut Ridge Road. So it should be interesting to see how things work out. Again, Kevin Martin had more in the Chronicle Telegram. Elsewhere, Dave, let's head to Lorain now. Carissa Wojtek's neck of the woods. There's some luxury apartments that could be making their way to Lorain. What do we know about this?
Yeah, so this would be in Lorain's 8th Ward, sort of the far west side of the city. Pretty much closest to Mercy Hospital over on Colby Road, and you'd be looking at approximately 170 units, two-story cottages, a main building, and this would be basically what amounts to luxury housing, $1,450 to $1,550 per month. That's, approximate market rate for a one-bedroom unit in this area, the kind of design that Silver Hills Development is planning to put in the area. Main building, four stories tall, six two-story cottage houses also on the site. So that, like I said, it's a total of about 200 luxury units, close to fire station number 7. All of this amounted to some concerns, both from residents in the area and as well as, as well as sort of backing from Councilman Josh Thornsbury, who's a Democrat representing the 8th Ward. He said that he's seen similar apartment complexes, high-end amenities, nice apartments. And he said what he heard from local residents is, are there enough young professionals mm-hmm. in the area to justify those rents? Though he also said, hey, there's retired folks, senior citizens who might be willing to move into the area, might be willing to stay around Lorain County if they're retiring or if they're coming up on retirement and still have the income necessary to afford that. Two residents expressed concerns about noise, sirens, helicopters, lights and sirens from the hospital, fire station, at all hours. Also, it's right next to a railroad, right next to the Norfolk Southern Railroad tracks, right against that apartment property. And one resident said that he thought those parcels should remain commercial and that there's enough housing in the city already. So this plan was approved by the city's planning commission, by Lorain Planning Commission, on February 1st. Final plan still needs to be approved by city council. And we'll see how that goes, whether or not, those costs are enough to justify, building these units. Will people, if you build it, will they come? That's I think that's a question that needs to be asked.
Look at you sneaking in some baseball movie lines here on the local beat. Wouldn't have it any other way, though, with you, Dave.
Gotta get a Field of Dreams reference in there every chance I get.
Oh, I love it. Hey, no complaints here. But there are some complaints, as you just said, about these potential luxury apartments over in Lorain. So, again, be sure to stay tuned, to the Chronicle-Telegram. We'll have some more on that in the coming weeks, months, whatever the next step ends up being there. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest this morning on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelry on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, Owen McMillan has, for his portion of Lorain County, he's got the four mayor State of the City address that he had attended, so look out for that. Maybe some updates on planning for the eclipse, for the upcoming eclipse.
Yeah.
I think everybody remembers we wrote about a bit, but there will be an eclipse that will be, very visible from Lorain County, and the county is sort of preparing for people to come in and basically be, some eclipse tourism, down the line, and still in the planning stages. I have some news out of county commissioners. Kevin Martin, as always, staying on top of the Elyria beat. So all of that at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
And I'm glad you mentioned that eclipse. There is now an unofficial countdown on the WEOL website per the request of our own Craig Adams. So that's right, Craig, I finally got it on the website. There is an eclipse countdown right there at WEOL.com. But again, for more from Dave and all of his colleagues over at the Chronicle, pick up a copy of the CT or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, before I let you go, we got to close as we always do. What is the scanner story for this week?
Well, I got a good one for you, and sorry to pick on the good folks of Cleveland again, but a disturbance that was reported back on March 6th in the area of East Boulevard in Euclid, a man dressed in a fluorescent yellow traffic vest exposing his genitals.
Ooh.
Way to call attention to yourself. Hashtag things we hear on the scanner. That's courtesy of Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter.
Now, which was more blinding, the things that should be unseen or the vest? I guess that would be up for the unfortunate viewer to decide there. But Oh, maybe, well, hopefully maybe that was just a TikTok trend or something gone wrong. Who knows? Who knows what's going on these days? But please don't do that, folks. Please don't do that. that's not what we want to see when we're out and about driving around getting our daily tasks done. So entertaining scanner story as always, Dave, albeit a bit of a revealing one, but we like it. We like it. And again, for more from Dave and his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of the CT today or find that digital e-edition online anytime at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. Have a great rest of the week, and look forward to catching up with you some more next Wednesday.
All right, we'll see you then.